This is Dr. Olivero dictating for February the 1st of 2024. The name of the patient is Hector Soto. The last name is S, like in Sierra, O, like in Oscar, T, like in Tango, O, like in Oscar. First name, H-E-C-T-O-R, like in Roger. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic male that is a diabetic since 2013, has been a control with the administration of metformin. The patient has been in stable condition. However, in November of 2023, the patient had a perforated diverticulitis with peritonitis that was treated with a colectomy, colostomy, and later on the patient had a edema or an abscess formation of the distal stump. He was in septic shock and acute kidney injury with severe lactic acidosis and a non-STEMI associated to it. The patient has been recovering progressively. During the recovery, there was evidence of some hypotension, and for that reason, the patient was given Florinef, Florinef, 0.1 milligram on daily basis. The patient has been recovering progressively, and he was recently evaluated by Ms. Nicole Domenech, APRN. Domenech is D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H, APRN. And because of the presence of acute kidney failure and the tendency to hypotension, reevaluation was requested by nephrology. At the present time, the patient is alert, is oriented. He doesn't have any complaints. The colostomy has been functioning very well. The patient has not been taking the midodrine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, or the Florinef because the blood pressure has been under good control. The blood sugar has been under control. In the laboratory workup that was done on the 17th of January of 2024, the serum creatinine was 0.6, the UNN is 11, the sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 with the normal limits with an albumin of 4.1 and total protein of 8.8. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. In that regard, very stable. The PTH is 34. There is a hemoglobin of 11.7, hematocrit of 37.8 with a normal platelet count and differential. B12 was 313. The folate was 20. Unfortunately, we don't have urinalysis of protein creatinine ratio or microalbumin creatinine ratio in the urine. We are going to order those tests to complete the assessment. The patient has recovered the kidney function with an estimated GFR of 97, and there is no evidence of hyperglycemia. Number two, diabetes mellitus with hemoglobin A1C of 6.3. The patient continues to take metformin. Following number hyperlipidemia, we are going to reevaluate that. Following number questionable coronary artery disease. The patient had the non-STEMI, but we know that could be associated to the septic shock changes. Following number, status post-acute kidney injury. We are going to reevaluate the case after we order the basic laboratory workup, and at that time we'll make the final disposition. Ms. Domenech, thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to keep you posted with the progress. Paragraph, I invested in reviewing the hospitalization, 25 minutes, in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.